A leadership vacuum now exists in the Liberty Movement, now that Rand Paul announced his endorsement of the establishment candidate, Mitt Romney. What could this endorsement mean but support for Romney's platform? For Romney has made it clear that he backs a Zionist Jewish agenda, the NDAA, stricter gun control, and even more of the neocons' global wars, now centered on Syria and Iran, with Christian Russia targeted as America's number one enemy. Is it any surprise, then, that Romney surrounds himself with a crowd of Jewish neocon advisors? Michael Chertoff, who gave us his TSA strip machines, and the Weapons of Mass Destruction boys, Robert Kagan, Elliot Cohen, and Dov Zakim, a key agent of the 911 cover-up. And it looks like Rand Paul buys into the 911 lie with his not one dime legislation, applauding the so-called assassination of Osama bin Laden, saying justice was done. But the millions of youth who fuel the Rand Paul revolution are not so sure. They know that 911 was an inside job, and that Osama, whose assassinated body we were never permitted to see, died of kidney failure long before the so-called hit by the U.S. Navy SEAL team. The best now that Ron Paul has to offer his people is to influence at the Republican convention the party platform, which Ron Paul himself unwittingly admits is a useless endeavor.
You know, a lot of people say, well, the platform doesn't mean anything, they don't follow it. There's some truth to that.
And lecturing his delegates to behave as if they were little children ain't going to get it either.
I think the rules should be followed. We should not be disruptive.
You see, the Liberty Movement, made up of millions of fired-up youth who recognize that adherence to the Constitution and ending the Fed is America's last hope, is now left without a messenger. And with Rand Paul's sellout to Bilderberg poster boy Mitt Romney, not only has the wind been blown out of the sails of Rand Paul's delegates, but a leadership vacuum now confronts millions of Rand Paul's militant supporters. In other words, militants don't behave, they fight. Who will lead now that Ron Paul has left the fray? And did he even want to win the nomination in the first place? If life is like a game of poker, then one must play to win. And believe me, for I grew up as a Jew, no one knows this better than American Jewry, which controls our corrupted political process. No matter who gets elected, nothing will change. It just gets worse. A new leader must arise who will lead a moral revolution, who will inspire a religious revival. For only with a Christ-centered America can the power of Jewry be destroyed.